You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today we're going to be diving into mindset like we never have before. One of the things that I find so complicated about mindset is we're so often told, you just need to have a positive mindset. Everything else will fall into place. You just need to have a positive mindset. And I always found those things when people would say those sort of comments, it to be actually pretty annoying. I'm not sure if you guys remember, but there were always those, you know, signs or different things like quotes that I would see working in the health and fitness industry that were like, when you've been knocked down six times, get up the seventh. And I always found those just actually not motivating at all, actually a little bit of the opposite. And I think that that's because this conversation about mindset is so much more than just trying to replace your thoughts. And we almost take on discomfort. We're supposed to take on discomfort as something that is our badge of honor. And I think that this is one of the problems when we bring up this discussion of mindset, is that mindset is not just about trying to replace those thoughts. And so I want to take a step back, and most people do talk about mindset in that regard, where it's just these thoughts that come about, just be positive. That's all you need to do is be positive. And I completely disagree with that approach, because I don't think it ever worked for me. It was very difficult to change my mindset from that internal standpoint of just change my thoughts. It's really a $5 word. And what I mean by that is that it's difficult to understand, and telling ourselves to change does not actually help us unpack the habits that reinforce that behavior itself. So I want to take mindset back for a second and talk a little bit about where our mindset comes from and why I think a lot of people in the health and fitness niche are afraid of sales and the mindset that is packed around that. So let's first talk about the idea of what mindset, I think, what it actually is. So we have an operating system, which is our mind, right? And your mind is always processing these unconscious beliefs. And what happens is, as we grow up, these unconscious beliefs have been downloaded into our operating system, where all important decisions are made. So if we think about it this way, when we're children, we often hear things in passing. So it could be, for example, maybe you heard someone say when you were a kid, money doesn't grow on trees, or there'll never be enough. There's all these things that are floating around when we're children that we tend to pick up. And then we live and operate in this way. There is a difference between beliefs that we hear and truths, but we can't tell the difference, especially as children, right? We hear something once, and then we just continue to believe over and over, well, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. And we even may find ourselves saying these things and telling other people that. Well, the thing that happens is that if we don't take time to examine these beliefs and these thoughts, we will carry them on and we will pass them on to our children, and we will become part of that mindset and other people picking up those beliefs from us as well. So in order to actually start to have a conversation about mindset, we need to understand that beliefs that we pick up are optional to change. And they're actually just beliefs, they're not truths. So when these ideas do get programmed in, this idea, for example, that money doesn't grow on trees, we start operating that way, that, you know, it's not easy to make money, you know, money isn't just everywhere. And we start setting into this scarcity mindset where we believe it's difficult to come across things like money. And then our decisions are based upon that. So in order to shift those beliefs, we first have to be able to identify what the beliefs actually are. And so in order to shift that mindset, we need to pay attention to the resistance that comes up in our day-to-day lives. And I don't know about you guys, but I remember as a kid, I would sometimes, this might have been maybe more as a teenager, I would sometimes just have like some really tough days and I didn't know what was going on or why I was just feeling off, like something was going on. And normally it was actually because there was a belief or something that had kind of risen to the surface and caused some resistance. And I just felt defeated and I could never maybe quickly identify it or do the internal reflection to think about what it was. And even as an adult, I definitely have these days, but now I have these techniques and tips and much easier ways of identifying what caused that resistance and what caused me to feel off. So give you guys an example of this. It could be something like you are trying on a pair of pants that you haven't worn in a while. And this is going to be a body image type belief here for a second. And the pants don't fit anymore. And all of a sudden you're brought back to this place of, I'm not good enough, or I need to lose weight. And it's this belief that's been instilled in you for so long. And as a most likely a tiny child, that all of a sudden something is out of alignment and you feel off. And so another example could be you go to sit down and work on your business and you're scrolling social media and you all of a sudden come across someone else's account, which you see they have a bunch of likes, they seem to have their whole business life together. And you're like, well, I should be further ahead in my business. And there's this belief that pops up and all of a sudden you feel like shut down before you even begin. So these are the unconscious beliefs that are operating in your operating system, aka your brain, that you may not even know about. You only know about them when you get this moment of resistance or this moment of defeat and you have a choice in that moment, right? Most people will try to push it away and try to sort of work through it, but not really just not try not to think about it. But there is another option here. And that option involves getting to the bottom of where that belief is coming from. So the best way to do this is to do a thought download. And what that means is you would take out some paper and you would start writing out those thoughts that have come to you and what you're actually telling yourself in that moment. The only way you can become defeated or upset in a moment is based on what you might be telling yourself about what it means. Like when you see someone else's social media account and you see that they have a lot of followers, their social media posts are getting a ton of engagement, you see that they seem to really have their business on track. The only way that you can feel pain in that moment is if you compare yourself or start to tell yourself that you're not good enough. Like it has to come from an emotion that you are telling yourself. And so you want to write out all these things that may be percolating around in your brain in that moment. Because if you can identify, especially the language that you're telling yourself, language is so, so powerful. And within that language, there is something that has become a part of your blueprint and what you are constantly using to reinforce your beliefs, which you have now come to see as truths. And so those things that you are telling yourself are really optional to believe or not believe. And it's funny because if you think something is easy, it becomes that way. If you think something is hard, it also becomes that way. And we spend a ton of time in that gray area and that gray space of if we are trying to do something, notice the language I'm using there, we're trying to work out, we're trying to get our business up and running. There's a lot of time that we spend in that space of it not really, us not being 100% committed, and therefore spending a lot of time thinking about, should I do this now? Should I not? Should I do this now? Should I not? And going back and forth. When we just commit to something and say we're going to do it, a lot less energy is spent in that one toe in the water, one toe out of the water sort of space. So once you can identify what those beliefs are and you've made that list and you've written them down, then you can pick one and say, okay, so, you know, this is the belief I'm going to focus on. Maybe it's this idea that money doesn't grow on trees. And, you know, you've gone to, let's say, invest in your business and this belief comes up. So instantly you feel this resistance and you want to sort of shut things down. Well, instead of shutting it down and just pushing that belief away, you write it out. And then it's trying to connect, where did that belief come from? Because we can challenge whether that's true or not. If we say money doesn't grow on trees, well, if we rewire that a little bit, let's find out where it's coming from. And sometimes it's easy to pinpoint these things. Like we can remember, oh yeah, my dad used to say that all the time, or I used to hear my uncle say that. And we can then make the decision, do we actually believe that's true or not? And that's where the real power comes in, being able to stop, look at that belief, and then decide if you're going to believe it or not. And so in that case, you may be able to pinpoint where it's come from, or it may take some additional time. But then what you want to do after you've done your thought download is you want to take that belief and you want to write out what you're telling yourself. So that may be something like, well, money doesn't grow on trees, so therefore I shouldn't spend any money. My business isn't making any money. So why would I want to invest money into it when it's not even producing anything? I've already spent a ton of money. This business has become an expensive hobby. And I can't keep asking my husband or discussing with my husband to spend more money when I know my business isn't making anymore. And so if you can get that dialogue out, regardless of how vulnerable it might make you feel, it will really help you connect with those feelings and what you are actually telling yourself. Sometimes when you just look at what you're telling yourself, you can instantly see, well, I wouldn't even tell a friend that. Why am I telling myself that? And that will help you move forward. But most of the times what the experts say on studying the brain and being able to change those thought patterns is you actually want to pretend that you were going to say that to your daughter, your son, a niece, nephew, like someone that you love, and write it out in a positive way. So you would switch it around and say, you know, Coco, I know that there is enough for everyone. There is enough resources. There is enough money. There is an abundant universe that is willing to provide for you. And you would write out what you would tell that person that you love. And then they say that if you record it and play it 64 days in a row, that is actually what's going to move that unconscious belief system that you've been upholding, and it's going to shift it into that positive side of things. And I've really come to believe that through these practices of identifying those beliefs that are holding us back, that is where the biggest mindset shifts come into play, and how you can really start to move them and move into the world of abundance. And this is another paradigm I often see, especially, you know, for myself, and then moving into now being an entrepreneur now for, been an entrepreneur for the last 15 plus years, but most recently in my current business, that has been one of the biggest advantages, is moving towards this abundance mindset. And I would say a lot of people struggle with being in scarcity, feeling like there's not enough. that's what it is when you see another coach being successful and you tell yourself there's not enough room for me. Well, how ridiculous is that to think that there's not enough room for you? Like, how many people in the world exist? How many different types of coaches are there that speak to different things? The thing is, like, I like to learn from certain people. There could be two people that teach the exact same thing. There could be 25 people that teach the same thing. I like to learn it from certain people. It's the same when it comes to, if you think of, if you've ever had a boss that you loved and that you hated. There are billions of bosses out there, but we tend to want to find our people and we work better under those people. And it's the exact same thing as a coach. There are so many coaches out there, but the people that work best for you are meant to work with you and not those other coaches you may see and be comparing yourself to. So it's this idea of, we tend to look at scarcity because that is what we are taught. And, you know, when it came to food supply and having shelter and all those things, that the scarcity is built in and that fight or flight response to keep us safe. But if you can start shifting that mindset to the abundance side of things, where there, you feel there's always enough money, there's always enough customers and clients out there, there's always enough time, you can move yourself to this place of not being in scarcity and feeling uncomfortable and restricted and like you can't move forward. And when I was able to make that shift into abundance, all of a sudden, it's like all these possibilities opened up and no longer was I spending so much time, you know, worrying and feeling anxious. And that is really tied to scarcity, anxiety, and feeling like you're not sure how you're going to get to that next level in your business. And I think a big part of this can also be around meditation. And why I think meditation is so helpful is you can start to connect those emotions you want to feel with the present right now without that maybe, you know, you feeling like your bank account is abundant and your time is abundant and all those things that maybe you're currently worried about. But when you can start to meditate on this and get yourself almost out of your body and into a place where you can actually feel those emotions, like how will it feel when you're a six-figure coach? How is it going to feel when you have so much money in your bank account that, you know, you're bringing your mother-in-law and your mother on family vacations, you're putting that new addition on the house, you're redoing your kitchen without thinking, like, how is that going to feel? And can you get yourself to that place? And I have found meditation to be a really super effective way to get my mindset there. We recently in our business have crossed the 7-figure mark. And it's funny because we've been helping so many coaches and doing so many things in terms of helping people in the health and fitness niche with their marketing. But I have felt it didn't change anything for me knowing that we had crossed that mark because I have felt that way for so long. And that's been through meditation, just really getting my whole body already there. I'm already thinking about that next level of how we can help more people. And the goal and the bar has already been risen. And it's, you know, something I've often heard Tony Robbins talk about, because everything in your external world starts in your internal world. So these ideas of mindset and meditation and getting yourself there, it only makes sense that the more that you practice that, the more that your internal body is primed for what you want, the faster you're going to get there versus being in a place of scarcity and there's not enough and there's a ton of anxiety you're feeling. That's what you're going to manifest around you as well. So these are some big concepts here around mindset and really starting to change and shift how you feel. And I understand it may seem a little woo. I definitely, coming from a corporate background, although we often were like the rah-rah team, especially being in sales, you know, and it was so much about when we would do our visits at the end of the month and get our team fired up throughout the month. It was so much about mindset, but what was missing was how to deal with the negative thoughts when they creep up. And the important thing to remember is the negative thoughts are not a negative thing, but you want to use them as bits of data and bits of evidence to tell you about what's really going on in your operating system. And if you think about it, like your operating system, your brain, how you think, your mindset, it's the most important tool that you have. You could have someone that's absolutely brilliant that knows how to make millions of dollars online and do all the things, but if they don't have the right mindset, they're not even going to start. Whereas you'd be better off to be somebody that knows nothing, that can figure stuff out and has an amazing, great mindset, all about abundance and all about having everything they need to be successful. They are going to be more successful every single time. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's something I'm super, super passionate about. And I love, love talking about. I'd love to know in the comments below what your biggest takeaway was and what you're going to start doing differently to really start priming your mindset and getting yourself in that arena of abundance so that you can go after those goals that you have. And not only is it going to impact your own business and what you're doing day to day, but just think about how much further ahead your family will be, and also taking in all these things around abundance and really starting to learn how to live in that area of abundance in their life. Thanks so much for listening, guys, to this episode. And I look forward to hearing your comments and your feedback. If you're ready to turn your Beachbody dream into a Beachbody business, I have something special for you. Business Bootcamp for Fitness Coaches will help you overcome the overwhelm of never knowing what to post so you can show up consistently on social, get off the icky hey girl hamster wheel, and finally see more engagement from customers who enthusiastically slide into your DMs to join you. This Facebook group is totally free to join. Head to ashleyshaw.ca/bootcamp to sign up now. And just for joining, you'll get 5 totally templated social media posts that work, accountability and camaraderie in our private Facebook group, and that post-workout feeling of accomplishment. See you there. Again, you can head to ashleyshaw.ca/bootcamp to sign up now.